Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod. State Representative Lindsay Patterson, she represents House District 55 at the State House, and good morning to you, Lindsay.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on the program again, and it's good to catch up with you the other day at the Legislative Lunch and Learn put on by the Batesville Area Chamber of Commerce at Ivy Tech's Batesville campus. And as we briefly talked afterward, a lot happened in a short window of time at the legislature this year with a short session. And in your view, Lindsay, what were some of the really good things that happened in the session?
We had a lot of really good things happen. As you stated, it was a very there was a lot packed into a very short session, but we did a lot of really good things. So one of the big things that the House was super proud of was the 13th check. For us, it was wonderful to see us be able to give back to those who have put in a lot of their careers into Indiana, and they were able to get that 13th check. We fought pretty hard for it for several years and finally got it done, so we're real proud of that. We did have an anti-Semitism bill that actually we finally came to some terms on it, and we had some pushback. The governor ended up vetoing it, and so we are going to revisit that. Next session, I'm sure that'll be an important thing. We did some stuff for childcare that I thought was really good, trying to, obviously we have a massive workforce crisis, and so there's a lot of families that are not able to find good childcare. Did just a little bit less regulation to allow for more openings for good childcare. Some of the other stuff, we did some really good stuff for schools, and for higher education. I was actually a co-author on SB 171. That is reunification plan for a child in need of services. So I am on Family, Children, and Human Services. And we had a lot of testimony whenever this bill was presented in committee. And they came in, and there was one mom in particular. She's come back for 8 years now. What this bill would help do is terminate parental rights a little bit sooner so that kids are not bouncing around back and forth. A lot of the testimony is that these kids really just want to know who they're calling their parents. And unfortunately, we kind of allow too much leeway for these kids to bounce back and forth from parent to foster parent. And these foster parents really want to adopt these children. So I co-authored that. I felt that was super important. So we did a lot of good things.
And as far as some bills that either didn't make it or could not be considered because it's not a budget year, what were some of those in your opinion?
Well, unfortunately, my low water crossing bill, we did get to present that, and I am on Roads and Transportation, so we did get to present that in Roads and Transportation Committee. And Chairman Pressel, he said, you know, I'm willing to hear it. It will be hearing only, so we're not going to vote on it. But I'm excited to at least let you present it. So we had some testimony on that. And the committee fully understands how important it is to get rid of the low water crossings. So we did get a lot of good feedback on that. I was real, real happy about that. One of the things was Senator Lysing and I were trying to get the money for Metamora. Unfortunately, we've got a project that's going to cost the state about $14.4 million to repair the canal to get it back to its normalcy so that we can actually get a boat out there. And unfortunately, we were not able to do anything with it this time around because it is not a budget year. So next session, Senator Lysing and I will be heading back to Ways and Means to try to get that. What we're trying to do is we did get $7 million secured for a matching fund, and we would like to either have that reallocated as a non-matching fund or try to get the full $14.4 million from somewhere else. So that's our goal. Other than that, I think that we were told in the short session not to bring forth a whole lot of bills that would require a fiscal on them. Because it's not a budget year, we can't do anything fiscal related.
And Lindsay, you mentioned the low water crossing bill, which obviously affects a lot of folks, you in particular included in Franklin County and some also in Ripley County. Have you heard from more veteran lawmakers who said such a bill like this, it tends to take a few years to get something like that taken care of?
Yeah, I mean, it is a big deal. It's the feedback that I got was, so getting the actual definition into Indiana code, because there is no definition in Indiana code to say what a low water crossing is. So what that does is it puts it at a disadvantage for being able to get grants or funding to replace them. So the feedback that I've gotten is that it will take a little bit longer because some people view it as you're taking from community crossings, possibly from other communities or from your own community that could be going to other projects. And I just don't agree with that because this has been an issue for, I don't even know how long it's been an issue, but we've had several deaths. It's a safety issue. It's a Indiana, you know, we pride ourselves on having a great state. And I just think to go along with that, you need good roads. And obviously we have dropped the ball in that way. So, I've been told it might take a little bit of time, but I really think Chairman Pressel and I, we've talked about it, and I really think next year is our time, or this next session. So I'm excited for that.
And, of course, you mentioned Senator Gene Lysing working on the Metamora bill. And I know, for example, a total of 11 historic sites around the state that she says are in disrepair, similar to Metamora, including the first state capitol in Corydon.
Yeah, we are very saddened by what's happening, actually. Gene and I, or Senator Lysing and I, we have reached out to all 11 sites, the representatives in that area and the senators in that area, to see what kind of disarray or issues that they're having. We sat down with the president of the Indiana State Museum and Historic Society, and we have tried to come to terms on what's actually happening, whether it's a funding issue, whether it's a managerial issue. No one seems to know what the right hand is doing, so we haven't really gotten to the bottom of it. But it's a shame to see these 11 historic sites kind of falling to the wayside. Corydon especially, and I just feel like, well, that's where the Constitution was signed. And I feel like it's very important that we preserve things like that. And a lot of that stuff is just falling to the wayside. So unfortunately, Metamora has been caught in that trap because now we're $14.4 million. And that engineering study was done several years ago. So with inflation and the way that prices are, that could be even higher than that. I'm hoping that it's not, but it could easily be. So, to me, I'm just hoping that maybe with a new governor, we can kind of rein some of the state agencies in and get some things figured out so that the right hand does know what the left hand is doing.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with State Representative Lindsey Patterson right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To-Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with State Representative Lindsey Patterson. She represents House District 55 at the State House. That, of course, if you're keeping score at home, all of Franklin, Fayette, and Union counties, and parts of Ripley, Decatur, and Rush counties. And Lindsey, before the break, you mentioned a new governor. Now, this is something that you've been encouraging residents to pretty much do their homework on this particular issue with the current governor being term limited.
Yes, absolutely. I think we have such a good opportunity here. If people do their research and they actually get out and vote, we have a great opportunity to bring in a really good governor. I mean, I've only been here a couple years, so I'm not super familiar with Holcomb and everything that he's done in the past. But what I do know is going forward, no matter what, we're going to have a new governor. So I'm just encouraging everyone that I know to do their research, make sure they find a really good candidate, they stick to that, they talk to their friends, they get their friends to get out and vote, they get their family to get out and vote. Again, we just have a great opportunity here.
And we're speaking with State Representative Lindsey Patterson. And also, as far as with the fact that the legislature obviously now out of session, but you've in your time in the legislature found, and even now, find people are coming up to you and saying things to you about some issues that affect the folks back home that they need to that they feel like you and your colleagues need to take a look at?
Oh, absolutely. The workforce crisis would be the first and foremost. Mental health, drug addiction, those are all things that unfortunately are a direct response from, not a direct, but kind of an inadvertent issue from COVID. And we have a lot of mental health problems. We have a lot of drug issues, and we have a massive workforce crisis. So the good thing is that it's being recognized. It's being addressed. Todd Houston, the Speaker of the House, he has an absolute passion to fix those issues. So I really believe next session, and it being a budget year, being able to have fiscal bills, we should be able to get some things accomplished. But I would say those are some of the main issues that I hear about on a daily basis.
And as far as folks getting in contact with you to you know, voice about the issues that they find important, particularly in House District 55, how can they go about doing so?
The best way is to contact h55@iga.in.gov. That will go straight to my legislative assistant. And I'm actually getting a new one. I've had a girl for the last 2 years, and she is moving on to a different position. So I'm getting a new one. So Skylar Wood will be my new legislative assistant. And I would say reach out from there, and he will get that information to me, whether it's to sit down and have a meeting or a phone call or whatever it is, whatever the concerns are. That's how I would say that'd be the best way to reach out, is through email.
All right. So again, that email address is h55@iga.in.gov to reach State Representative Lindsey Patterson. And anything else, Lindsey, that we might have missed that you feel is important that people around the district need to know?
No, just feel free to reach out anytime. And like I said before, just please do your research on a new governor.
All right. Well, Lindsey Patterson, State Representative in House District 55, we appreciate your time as always. Stay well, and hopefully we can call on you again down the road.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Tom.